Okay, Mike. AC9HO Net Control. We'll keep you posted on whenever Mike makes a decision. We don't want to pressure you in 9OKA whenever you're ready. But you hear that you got some people interested. You got Josh on ham.live, says he's down for a 10 p.m. net on the weekend. So you'll definitely get some check-ins, I'm sure. But and then Mike, WB9YPA, when you get a chance, get a hold of the 220 people and make sure they're okay with that. And if not, then I can try to set up in the node to disconnect at 10 o'clock automatically or a little bit before and reconnect sometime in the early morning, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning next day or whatever. Set that up as a everyday thing. But if they don't have a problem with it, then we'll just leave it the way it is. Or, worst case, I can give you the password and everything to the Allmon 3, and you can log in and disconnect real quick. So no big deal there either. All right. Well, I think we've hammered that pretty good, and I look forward to possibly having another net on the repeater. And my feeling on the repeaters, they always say for emergency use, you need to get on your radio, talk on it, learn it, use it, so that when the event happens that you need it, you know it's working, you know what it takes to make it work, and hopefully any bugs you had, you already worked out. So if you don't do that for repeaters, if you got to do that for your radio, why wouldn't you do that for repeaters? If you don't use a repeater, how do you know that if an emergency happens and you need that repeater to operate for long periods of time, how do you know it will? You don't want to test it during an emergency. You test it by rag chewing and enjoying each other's company and just chit-chatting, or have nets like we do where we talk a lot. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, WB9YPA, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And we finally got to John, K9PGC. He came in on Handout Live. John, the club vice president, if you're there, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Make sure I still have it here. I probably do. Yeah, I do have some useless information. And I just had to double check to make sure I wasn't keying another radio at the same time, one of those deals, hitting the wrong foot switch or whatever. Things tend to get confusing around here, but do have some useless information. And but other than that, just a reminder that the 24th coming up, we'll have a winter field day, which you probably already said something about. And but yeah, we got that coming up in another week or so or whatever it is. Back to you there, Kurt.
No, we're still in the check-in portion of the net. I haven't made it to the information part of the net yet, so I will be mentioning it, though. I got the website up, the LPC ARC website, so I'll mention that and the Hamfest. Do you have anything else, John, before we move on?
Just also to kick around that July 18th, coming up this summer, we'll attempt the second tailgate Hamfest and see how that one works out. So, with that, more details when we get closer to that date. But the whole idea is $5 per car, whether you're the vendor, seller, buyer, or what. It's $5 a hit. And which we want to start that at 10, so I'm assuming some people are going to be showing up early, which is no problem. But 10 o'clock to whenever is what those are planned for. And we do have things cast in place for the International Lighthouse Weekend. More information for later. And there's two different, I'm trying to think of the event, the exact name of the event. But it's a kids' day. And the one we participate would be in June before our normal field day. So we've got some events coming up. There's one that's this month. It might already pass, but I was never going to line up. One in January there. But anyway, that's all I got to ramble for the moment. Like I said, use this information for later. Back to you, Kirk, K9PGC.